Shalom Aleichem on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. We are recording in Silver Spring, Maryland, and are so glad that you can join us. Nazir Samach Gimel, Nazir 63a, pagination is 125, starting from the top of the page Masnisin, the new Mishnah. Our Mishnah introduces a concept called Tumas HaTahom, Tuma of the Depths, which is a special case in which a corpse was found, eventually, hidden away, trapped in a place that no one knew about it. We now want to know if, retroactively, everybody who passed over that spot, which was unknown as a tumah, now has to do trace back and undo any procedures that they did, which they were ineligible for because they were tamei. Do we suddenly rethink everything that occurred because now we know that the person passed over tumah? The specific cases that we're going to deal with are nazir, a person who had the vow of nazirus, passed over this Tumas HaTahom and proceeded to bring his karbanos and now was informed that there was Tumah where he walked. A second case regarding a person who's bringing the Karban Pesach, both if he brought the Karban Pesach already, now finds out he was Tumah, does he have to bring a Pesach Sheni? And what about if he finds out about Tumas HaTahom before the Karban is brought? Can he go ahead and bring the Karban Pesach? And those two cases we're going to find out, Nazir and the two applications of Pesach, are going to be leniently approached, and Tumas HaTahom is not going to change the status of the person, and a Nazir who already did what he did is going to be acceptable, it's not going to undo, and by the Karban Pesach, it's not going to undo the Karban Pesach that he did, and likewise, he's even allowed to bring the Karban Pesach under such circumstances. All of that is contrasted with what the Gemara describes as the case of Teruma, where regular Kodshim, Truma, other topics, we will go retroactive. It turns out that he's Tamei, and we have to figure out what the ramifications of that are. One observation before we proceed with the Mishnah itself is that the leniency that we're introducing regarding Nazir and the leniency that we are likewise introducing by Pesach do not have the exact same application. Regarding a Nazir, it's only that he already shaved, brought his karbanos, he's already been processed. And then we find out about the Tumas HaTahom, this until then unknown Tumah, and we're saying that it's not going to undo his Nazirus. By Pesach, this leniency, this ruling, is taken even further. Not only if he already brought the Karban Pesach, but even if he's ready to bring the Karban Pesach, this exception, this leniency, will apply, and the Tumas HaTahom will not affect him. The Mishnah says, Nazir shegilach, a Nazir that already shaved, the taira, the purity, the completion of his vow, v'noda lo shehu tamei, and now he finds out that he was tamei. He finds out that he walked in an area that has a corpse. Im tuma yedua, if it was a known tuma, not known to him, but it was known to the people in the town that he passed through, they knew that there's a body there. So, sir, it indeed would undo his Nazirus, and he would be reset and have to go through the process of Nazir Tameh and then proceed with Nazir Tahar. V'im tumas ha-tahom, but if it was the tumah of tahom, meaning an unknown corpse, no one knew. Body was found trapped underneath somewhere. Eino soser, it is not going to undo his nazirus. Imad shalo gilach, if he did not yet shave, then ben kach uven kach soser, it would undo his nazirus. So this is a limited exception where it was tumas hatahom, it was not known as a tumah even to other people, and the nazir was processed to the point that he already brought his karbanos and shaved, and that case, eino soser, it would not undo his nazirus. Now the question that the Gemara explores is, why do we have these particular two exceptions? And the Gemara says, about 8 lines down on the page, Minohani mili, how do you know that Nazir and Pesach are exceptions? Amar Rav Elazar d'Amar Kra, it's based on a pasuk. V'chi yamos meis olav befesa pisom, when a person will die upon him, meaning in his presence, affecting him suddenly. It's referring to the case of Nazir, Parshas Naso. And when it says Olav, it means b'machavereslo, when it's clear to him that he was so affected. The dead person died upon him, so to speak. But if he didn't know about it, and no one knew about it, so then that's kever hatahom, and that's not going to make him tameh as far as nazirus goes. Reish Lakish Amar, Reish Lakish says, there's a pasuk regarding Pesach Sheni, Parshas Baaloscha. Amar Kra, the pasuk says, ki yiyat tameh lanefesh o bederech rechoka, when a person will become corpse tameh, or at a great distance from the Beis HaMikdash, ki derech, the tumah is compared to the distance. Ma derech begaloi, just like distance is known, af kol begaloi, so anything that is referred to over here has to be clear and known. And keverat ahom is not known, and therefore it is not mitame. The Gemara grapples with the ramifications of this method of learning this rule from the Psukim. According to Rabbi Lazar, he has this pasuk by Nazirus. According to Reish Lakish, we have this pasuk by Karban Pesach. And the Gemara asks, Mai Shana, if indeed this is the source for this exceptional rule, then why is it unique to Nazir and to Pesach? As the Rush explains, the opinion that says you learn it from a pasuk by Nazir holds that once it's by Nazir, it teaches you Karban Pesach too. If so, why doesn't it teach you everything? Every case of Tumah should have this leniency called Tumas HaTahom. And likewise, if you learn it from Pesach, the pasuk by Pesach, then by extrapolation, we're going to learn it by Nazir too. And if you're allowed to do that, why can't you learn it to every case of the Torah? In other words, it was known to them that this rule applied by Pesach and by Nazir in the way that we described it applies. And they're looking for psukim to source it. And we're saying, if those psukim are indeed the sources, then we don't understand why it's limited to Pesach and Nazir. If the pasuk by Pesach can teach you Pesach and Nazir, it could teach you Truma too, and vice versa. And therefore the Gemara concludes, Elo Tumas HaTahom Gemara Gemiri La, this exceptional rule of Tumas HaTahom, that it doesn't affect certain cases by Karban Pesach, and it doesn't affect a certain case by a Nazir, is all Halacha LeMoshe MiSinai. It was taught to Moshe as an exception, and it's a tradition. And what Rav Elazar and Reish Lakish were doing were trying to bring an asmachta, an allusion from Torah Shebichsav, a reference to it, a hint to it, that would indicate that there's more to this topic. And on that, we would be reminded, through that, we would be reminded about the halacha l'Moshe Mi Sinai. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.